This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch HaMabam, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavu, we're learning Maseches Kesubos. Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, we begin three lines from the bottom on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Tanur Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Eizehu Almanas Isa. What is an example of an almana that impure lineage got mixed in, that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira testified that she's Kshera? What is an example of Almanas Isa? Says Abraisa, Kol she'in ba lo misha mamzeros, anyone who there's no issue of mamzeros, v'lo mishum nesinos, there's no issue of nesinos, meaning no suffek mamzeros got mixed in, no suffek mamzeros got mixed in, no suffek nesinos got mixed in, and v'lo mishum avdei malachim, there's no issue of avdei malachim. Avdei malachim were the servants of Shloima, who were very wealthy and powerful, and they married Jewish women, like the servants of Hordas, who were avadim of the house of the Chashmonai, who ultimately prevailed over the Chashmonaim. So here you have your remes to Chanukah and Daf HaShavua, where the avdei Hordas got mixed into the house and prevailed over the house of the Chashmonaim. And there was no issue of avdei melachim. So Almanas Isa is only when there is a suffek chalal, but not when there's a suffek mamzeros, nesinos, or avdei melachim. Amar Rav Meir said, Shamati, I heard, meaning my tradition is, kol she'in ba'echad mikol elu, any time you don't have any of the above mentioned psulim, namely mamzeros, nesinos, or avdei melachim, Masin l'kuhuna, she could marry into the kuhuna. So the Gemara is going to ask, ignore, that's exactly what we just said. We just said that. That anyone kol she'in by mamzeros, nesinos, or avdei melachim. Reb Shimon ben Elazar oimer, Reb Shimon Elazar says, Mishum Reb Meir, v'chein hoy Reb Shimon Menasi oimer, kidvarav. Reb Shimon Menasi also said like him, Eizehu almanasi. So what's an almanas isa? That's kasher l'kuhuna. Kol shenitma ba safek chalal. Anyone that a safek chalal got mixed in. Okay. But then, he contradicts that. Because makirin Yisrael mamzerim shabeneyam. If there would be an issue of mamzeros, it would not be a problem because we recognize mamzerim. Ve'in makirim chalalo shabeneyam. But if there's an issue of chalalos, that would be a problem because we don't recognize chalalos among them. So we're going to ask a bunch of questions on this braisa, starting with that Rav Meir seems exactly like the Tanakama, and also mentioning the fact that Rav Shimon Elazar and Rav Shimon Nasya, they are self-contradictory. Because first it implies that Safek Chalala is not a problem, Safek Mamzer is, and then we seem to say Safek Mamzer is a problem, Safek Mamzer is not a problem, Safek Chalala is a problem. So now we analyze the Braisa. Amar Mar, the Master said, Eizehu Almanas Isa, what is an Almanas Isa? Kol She'in Ba Loi Misham Mamzeros, Loi Misham Nasinos, Loi Misham Avdei Melachim. That implies HaChalal Kasher. But if there was a shaila of chalalos, then it would be kosher. So the Gemara asks, "Maishna hanach da'iraisa? Why do we say mamzeros, nesinos, and avnei melachim are a problem? Because there's a question on a biblical level. Chalal nami da'iraisa. Chalal is also a psal da'iraisa. So why would we be makel by?" Why would we be makel by chalala and not by mamzer or nesin and avdei melachim? They're all dairaisa. V'su amar Rav Meir, shamati, I heard, kol she'im ba'achas mikolelu, anyone who doesn't have the above mentioned sulin, masin lukuna, he can marry to kuhuna. Well, hainu tainakama. That's the exact same opinion as the Tanakama. The Tanakama also holds that as long as you don't have chshash mamzeros, nesinos, and avnei malachim, and the only chshash is chalal, you can marry lekuhuna. So how is Rameyer any different than the Tanakama? The su and furthermore, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer Mishum Rameyer, v'chein hoy Rav Shimon Menasi Omer, kidvarav, ezehu almanas isa kol shenitma basavik chalal. First we say, what woman is kosher if safek chalal got mixed in? And then we say that, but that implies mamzerus is a problem. And then we say, makirin yisrael mamzerim shabineim, Klal Yisrael recognizes mamzerim, so safek mamzerim is not a problem. Ve'ein makirin chalalim shabineim, but we don't recognize chalalos. That implies chalala is a problem. But Amrit Reisha Chalal Kasha, we said in the beginning of his statement that Almanasi says Kol Shenitma about Safik Chalal. So we have three questions here. Question number one, why in the Tanakama is there a difference between Mamzeros and Chalal? Question number two, how is Rameyer different than the Tanakama? Question number three, how do we read the words of Rav Shimon Elazar and Rav Shimon Menasya? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, until now, we're talking about Almanas Isa when Safek Chalal fell into the situation. However, now, what we're going to talk about is another situation entirely. And that is, can we infer by the way someone reacts when they are accused of having an impurity in their lineage, can we infer what their status is? If they're silent, does that connote conceding to the disqualification? Or do we say, no, they're not paying attention to it? Or if they speak back and they chat and they say, no, it's not true, does that imply that it's certainly not true, or just the opposite? Should we take that as a sign it is true? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Mamzer Tsoiveach the Cholol Shoisek Ika Benayu. The difference between these three Tanoim is someone who, when accused of being a Mamzer, he answers back, but when he's accused of being a chalal, he's silent. That's the difference. That's the difference. Namely, Tanakama Savar, the Tanakama holds, Kol Psul de Karole Vishasik Pasul. The Tanakama holds, really, you're right, there's no difference between chalal and mamzer, the rule psulim dairaisa, and any time a person is accused of an impurity of lineage and they're silent, that is a consent. So any psul that they call out and he's silent is pasul. V'hachi kamer, this is what he means to say. V'hachi kamer tanakama. Ezehu almanas isa. What is an almanas isa? Kol she'ein ba loishtoik mamzeros. Anyone who has not a silence of mamzeros, v'loy shtoik nesinos, not a silence of being a nesin, v'loy shesoik avdei malachim, not a silence of being the slave of kings, and for that matter, no silence at all, not even the silence of a chalal. Why did he dafka say mamzer, nesin, and avdei malachim? He just picked three cases, but the same thing would be if someone was accused of being chalal and they were silent. The silence, according to the Tanakama, is an acquiescence, is a concession, and you're pasul. And what does Rav Meir say? No, Rav Meir says, only when you're silent for those three scenarios, namely, mamzer, nesin, and Avdei Malachim. The Kamarle Rameir said, Hanachu de Kapasale, for Mamzer and for Nesin, for Avdei Malachim, and you're silent, you're Pasal, Avul Shesai Chalal, but if you're silent for being a Chalal, Kasher, you're Kasher. Fahadish Shasik, and that, why were you silent? By Chalal, if normally being silent is an admission to the disqualification, why were you silent by being a chalal? Mishum d'lo yichbalei, because he doesn't care. Because at least he's still kasher lekahal. He's only pasul lekahuna. Big deal, you said I'm a chalal. Ve'ka'amar le Reb Shimon ben Elazar le'tanakama d'rameir. Reb Shimon Elazar says to the Tanakama Rameir, Ishmia lecha demachshe Rav Meir b'shtika. So now Rav Meir is saying that shtika for chalal is a problem. And Rav Shimon Elazar is saying to the Tana Kama of Rav Meir, if you hold that Rav Meir is machsher by shesika, it's not where you're silent by chalal v'shasek. Ela dekari le mamzer v'shasek. Meaning, Rav Shimon Elazar is saying to the Tana Kama of Rav Meir, you hold that if you're shasik by chalal, you're not pasal. Because, lo yichbat le. No, if you have a tradition, there are meir held that when you're silent, you're still kasher. Not when you call a chalal, but rather when you call a mamzer. Why? What's the reason why silence is kasher? Savar yod's mamzer kala isle. The mamzer has a call. So being silent, he's not talking to the first Tana Kama of the Braisa. He's talking to the first Tana of Rav Meir. And he's saying, you know, what's an Alman Asisa when you have a Safek Chalal? When we recognize the Psul, but if you're silent to the Chalal, and we don't recognize it, you're Pasul. When does Rav Meir say you're Kasher? Rav Meir says you're Kasher when you're silent to a Mamzer. Why are you silent? Because you say, Mamzer has a coil. Everybody knows who the Mamzerim are. So I don't have to speak out and say, no, I'm not a Mamzer, because everybody knows. Like Rav Shimon ben Manasseh says, Makirin Yisrael Mamzerim Shabeneim. People are Makir the Mamzerim. So silence is not an agreement, because everyone's Makir the Mamzerim. But not everyone is Makir the Chalolim. So Chalolim, the guy should speak up for himself, because people don't know he's not a chalal. So if he's silent, that implies he is a chalal. But people would know he's not a mamzer, so he doesn't have to speak up. This seems to indicate that he's pasul, because why does he have to cry out? Everybody knows. And chalal v'shoisek is pasul. V'hai de'ishtik, why is he silent? He knows his pasul, because he figures, better they don't look any further. Mistaye, it's enough to le'mafkale mikal, that they didn't remove him from the congregation. So the Gemara now brings the stira. Tani chada rabbi yosi emer shtaik mamzer kasher shtaik chalal pasul. We learned in one place, Rabbi Yossi says, if you're silent about Mamzer, you're kasher. If you're silent about Chol, you're pasul. That seems to be like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh and Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the Tanya Idach, another Baisa taught, Shtoik Chol kasher, if you're silent about Chol, you're kasher. Shtoik Mamzer pasul, if you're silent about Mamzer, you're pasul. That seems to be like the first Tana Rameir, like Kasha, Hatana Kama, Liv the Rameir. One is the first Tana according to Rameir, Had Rav Shimon Elazar, Liv the Rameir, and one is Rav Shimon Elazar according to Rameir. The Mishnah continues. We'll end with this Mishnah. Amar Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi taught. Rav Yossi said, Maisa, there's a story about Tinoikos, about a young girl. She She went down to draw water from the well. Venensa, she was raped. Amar Rav Yochanan ben Uri, Imroiv Anshei Ha'ir Masin L'Kuhuna, if most people in the city are those that do not disqualify from Kuhuna, Harezu Tinase L'Kuhuna, she may marry to Kuhuna. She may marry into the Kuhuna, because we follow the Rav. So the Gemara is going to ask, who does this go like? If it goes like Rem Gamliel, then you don't need Rav. If it's Rabbi Shua, even by Rav Ksherim, he also passes. Let's read the Gemara. Amar Le Rav Al Rav Nachman. Rav says to Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Amar, come on, who does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri go like? Ik Rem Gamliel, if he goes like Rem Gamliel, afilu b'Rav Psulim nami mechshar. Rem Gamliel holds even by Rav Psulim it's kosher. Ik Rabbi Yeshua, if he goes like Rabbi Yeshua, Afilo b'roiv k'shirim, nami pasol. He even pasols by roiv k'shirim. Okay, Marv Raboisai, thank you so much for joining. Have a wonderful night. And Bezos Hashem, next week I am around. The following week I am away. So we'll see if next week we can make up for some lost time. Okay, have a wonderful night. Thanks for joining.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.